What's up, guys? This is Stephen MacDonald, host of Taking the Field with Stevie Mac, a lacrosse talk podcast, and this is your college lacrosse update. We go right to the college scoreboard this week as we had a couple of Big Ten quarterfinals this past weekend. Michigan earns its first postseason win as a D1 program with a 15-11 final in the first quarterfinal matchup against the Buckeyes. Michael Boehm led the Wolverines offensively with 3 goals and 1 assist, while Michigan registered 10 different goal scorers in the match, 3 of which came from their defensive unit. Archers draft pick Trey LeClaire finished with 1 goal and 3 assists, while Jackson Reed had 4 goals and Jack Myers tallied 3 goals and 1 assist. Johns Hopkins prevails over Penn State in the other quarterfinal matchup from the Big Ten, 15-7 the final there. Connor DeSimone had 3 goals and 3 assists for Johns Hopkins, while Cole Williams tallied 4 himself. Chaos draft pick Mac O'Keefe finished with 2 goals and 1 assist, while Jack Kelly added 2 goals. And Atlas draft pick Gerard Arcari went 16 out of 23 on faceoffs, good for 70% overall on the game, adding 5 ground balls. And in an ACC battle, North Carolina tops Duke 15-12, both teams claiming a share of the ACC regular season title. Chris Gray led the Heels with 3 goals and 3 assists, while Water Dogs draft pick Michael Sowers had 1 score and 6 helpers in the loss. In Division III men's lacrosse, Lewis tops Maryville 9-6. Micah Daigle led Lewis with 2 goals and 3 assists, while Ben Foster paced Maryville with 2 goals, and 4 others chipped in with a goal apiece, while Connor Robinson made 14 saves in the cage. And in the Beach Belt Conference Championship game, Montevallo held off Alabama Huntsville 12-10. Connor Frederick and Trayvain Hunter combined for 7 of Montevallo's 12 goals, while Kyle Little made 20 saves in the cage for Montevallo, and Huntsville had 4 players registering 2 goals, led by Brody Phillips with 2 and 1 assist. And in Division III men's lacrosse, North Central improves to 11-1 on the year with a 14-13 final over Elmhurst. Tom Eberhart had 6 goals for Central, while Riley Baczynski added 5 goals. Jake Allgood and Jake Delgado made 10 saves aside in the game, while Jacob Ray went 18 out of 29 on faceoffs, adding 9 ground balls. Taking a look on the women's side in college lacrosse this past weekend, in Division I women's lacrosse, Robert Morris claims the first ever MAC women's lacrosse title with a 19-5 win over Detroit Mercy last Wednesday. Clio Kerr paced the Colonials with 3 goals, while Colleen Tift added 2 goals and 2 assists. And Elise Harder had 2 goals and 1 assist for the Titans, while also adding a team-high 4 draw controls. And Northwestern completes their perfect season 13-0 and wins the Big Ten tournament with a 17-12 win over Maryland. Izzy Skain had an outstanding 9 goals for the Wildcats in that one, while Brindy Griffin had 4 goals and 1 assist for the Terps. In Division II women's lacrosse, Finley defeats Walsh University 12-11. That game in overtime, Izzy Murphy Morrow had 3 goals and 1 assist for Finley, while Hannah McFeeters tallied 3 goals and 2 assists for Walsh, and Isabella Kelty had 4 goals and 1 assist. And U Indy wins the Great Lakes Valley Conference Championship 12-9 over Lindenwood. Grace Gunnison led the way with 4 goals and 1 assist for Indy, while Carly Fedorowski had 3 goals and 1 assist for Lindenwood. And in Division III women's lacrosse, St. Mary's of Indiana wins the Michigan Intercollegiate Athletic Association title with a 14-13 win over Hope College. Gabby Balsito led St. Mary's with 5 goals and 1 assist, while Erin Doyle added 6 goals herself. Hope saw 3 players tally 3 goals each in the game, led by Sophie Ackerman with 3 goals and 2 assists. Now taking a look at what's to come this next week in college lacrosse as we wind down the regular season across college lacrosse. In Division I men's lacrosse this next week, on Wednesday night, High Point hosts Jacksonville, while on Thursday, Michigan meets up with Maryland for the 3rd time this spring in Game 1 of the Big Ten semifinals, and Game 2 features Rutgers taking on Johns Hopkins. In Division II men's lacrosse, on Friday, Lindenwood squares off with Maryville, and U Indy will take on Rockhurst, that game 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And in Division III men's lacrosse on Saturday, Pfeiffer hosts Piedmont, while 5-0 Tufts travels to take on 4-0 Williams. And now taking a look at what's to come on the women's side in college lacrosse this week in Division I women's lacrosse on Thursday. Number 6 Stony Brook hosts UMBC, while Villanova travels to number 14 Denver, and number 16 UMass hosts number 3 Syracuse. In Division II women's lacrosse on Friday, Grand Valley State will host Ashland, while Northern Michigan travels to Davenport. And in Division III, according to Inside Lacrosse, there are no games listed for this upcoming week. So that'll do it for this segment of the College Lacrosse Update. Make sure to check back in next week for the next edition of the College Lacrosse Update with Stephen MacDonald. You can also check out my show, Taking the Field with Stevie Mac, a lacrosse talk podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you may get your podcasts.